Ready to go.
Okay, I call this order, this meeting of the Blaine City Council to order Monday, August 20th. This is a special city council meeting regarding a Fifth Amendment to the Master Real Estate Purchase and Sale Agreement with Boblet Properties. But first of all, I will have roll call taken.
Bonnie Onion.
Here.
Alicia Rule.
Here.
Steve Lawrenson.
Here.
Eric Davidson.
Here.
Mary Lou Stewart.
Here.
John Tipton.
Hello, John. Okay, and we had a request to be excused.
Yeah, we do have Charlie Hawkins requested to be excused, okay. As well as Meg Olson will be showing up later today.
A little later, okay. So may I have a motion to excuse Mr. Hawkins?
So moved.
Second. Been moved by Mr. Lawrenson, second by Mr. Davidson. To excuse, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried 5-0. And we're expecting Meg shortly. And we also have Attorney John Sitkin here. And before I go into the action item, I would like to welcome our new police chief. Yay! He's signed, sealed, and delivered. He was sworn in this morning, so he is official. So glad about that.
Yes.
All right, so we have an action item of the Fifth Amendment to Master Real Estate Purchase and Sale Agreement with Boblet Properties to extend and clarify the feasibility study period. So, Mr. City Manager Michael Jones, would you lead in with this, please?
I will only do a quick lead in, and I'm going to actually turn this over to John to explain the nuances of it, because it really comes down to a lot of sort of legal nuances. Alex is here also in case you have questions about the processing of the applications, because for this application or for this particular sale, you probably remember we're swapping land. The Boblet Properties Group or Yorkston's owns two pieces of property that are over by SR 543, and we are going to receive the north half of one of those pieces of property. So they have to process a lot line adjustment to reconfigure that property. So there's a piece for them to give to us. We're also processing a binding site plan, a specific binding site plan, to slice off the piece of property down by Boblet that we're going to sell to them or give to them in the swap. And then, of course, there's the exchange of funds because they're ending up with a lot more property than we are. But for the city to receive that piece by SR 543 is important. It's a big part of why we're going through this deal and why we're pursuing this. So it's important to us. The way the arrangement is structured in the original purchase and sale agreement was that Boblet Properties would have a feasibility period to work through whether or not they wanted to do this and to process those two applications, submit a binding site plan for our property with my signature, so they're allowed to process that, even though we're the owner, and the lot line adjustment for their property. They would process that, and then we'd have all the pieces configured properly to do the sale. We can't sell any property or swap any property until those pieces exist in that format. Their feasibility has taken longer than expected, and I think that they are there now, though, and they have told me that they're very close to having their applications ready to submit to the city. And the other piece, though, of the whole feasibility period is both parties have the right to cancel the purchase and sale agreement during that period of time. So when that period of time expires, we no longer have the right to cancel the deal. I guess technically they don't either, correct? However, they also are under no time limit to process the lot line adjustment and the specific mining site plan and then that would be the trigger for the closing. So we could be in a situation where we're obligated to sell the property to them at that price for an extended period of time, which we don't want. This was all supposed to have happened a long time ago, right? We were never supposed to reach this point. Mm-hmm. Now that we have gotten to this point, we realize, well, there's a really bad outcome to the slow processing mm-hmm. that's occurred. So we need to correct that. And that's what John and I have been working on. He's done. We've done a lot of negotiating with the Yorkstons and their attorney to come up with an arrangement that kind of lays out a series of steps and then executes the deal within a timeline and has still some of those provisions where there's penalties for not processing the application. But I'm going to let John walk you through all the nuances and explain all of how that exactly works in this agreement. Thanks, John.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So you'll remember Michael did an excellent job explaining it. We're both buyers in this, so a buyer's feasibility applies to both parties. The buyer, the feasibility period is essentially our due diligence. They had to provide us with materials and allows us to conduct review to the property, determine its intended use, whether it meets our use, and other matters related to the property. There is a provision, because the law requires lots of record to be in existence before you can close, so we have this gap. What happens if they're not moving forward with the land divisions, but feasibility isn't done yet? So we've always, we talked about this long before, is that that was our hold card, that we would have the feasibility period so we could back out. We think they're close. They won't complete it in 60 days. It's highly unlikely. They may think they can complete in 30 days a specific binding site plan, a lot line adjustment. I don't think 60 days is aggressive, not impossible, but aggressive. 90 days is probably more likely. Once they apply, they haven't applied. So we then negotiated with them to have a 60-day extension of the feasibility. That's what they finally agreed to, which would expire, I think, October 26th or so. We may be back on the 22nd of October with an extension again. But we did build in some deadlines, too, some timelines for performance, that they have to file an application within so many days. They have to file the Mylars within so many days after that, and a series of performance measurements to try to keep them moving to completion. So, and they have a right to seek specific performance if we're not meeting those deadlines. But that's a right they have anyways, because the deadlines are in statute, their deadlines are in codes, and if planning wasn't meeting them, they could run to court, and we'd say, okay, we'll meet it before you file a lawsuit. And that's the way it goes. So this is really a schedule of performance items. On the timetable, I did provide in this agreement, you need to be aware that you would delegate to Michael the ability to extend it once up to 21 days. Not the feasibility period, but the timelines for filing an application and different things. I didn't want to come back to council if there was a few days that they needed extra time on something and it was a two-week council meeting and we didn't want to come in for that. That seemed more administrative. So this does would be your authorizing the city manager to agree an extension of those time frames. I did speak to the council for Yorkston about delegating, agreeing to have council delegate to Michael the ability to extend the feasibility. They don't want that. I think they want to come back to council if they didn't agree with the extension to make the argument to you. But that's the short of it. We've kind of have a draft that we just finished as I was getting in the car to drive up. So I think I've covered most everything in the agreement. Closing date would now be 30 days after recording of the Mylars, not 60. No more than 30 days. It could be less. Sure. So the steps we provided are that within 45 days of this date, they'll file their applications, the complete applications. They say they're ready to go. The applications would be for a specific binding site plan and lot line adjustments. Remember, the specific binding site plans create the lots or parcels of your property that you would eventually transfer to Yorkston. The lot line adjustments would be taking portions of Yorkston's property and transferring it to yours. So they could record the Mylars for both in advance or at closing. The for instance, the specific binding site plan could be recorded at any time. But this timeline is given that they have 45 days to submit a complete application. Then within 30 days of receipt of initial approval of the application. So what typically happens in a specific binding site plan or a lot line adjustment that has a Mylar, you don't know, a Mylar is one of those large plastic kind of paper that gets recorded and copies are made from, that gets recorded with the county auditor, and then the public works keeps these Mylars in their office, or community development does, I guess, possibly. So Alex will send an approval of the application, and we call that the initial approval here, because when he says the applications meet all requirements, bring in the Mylar for signature. So you bring in the Mylar, it takes a special pen, better than a Sharpie, and it gets circulated to the Public Works Director, the Planning Director, any other required signature, City Clerk, I think, signs it, and then it's sent back to the applicant to go record. So within 30 days of approval, they have to bring in the Mylar. Then after receipt of the Mylar, they have 30 days to go record it. And once it's recorded, we would close. So we have some schedule of timelines for them to do things. So that's kind of where we got to in this deal, if you will. So I think in everything, it's getting pretty well balanced. It's been almost a year, but I think we're getting close, sir. There's some frustration from Yorkston that we're here seeking an extension, I would tell you that. But we've kind of said, no, we feel like we want to go back to council on this because we didn't want to, we saw a gap that if we didn't extend feasibility, how would we force Yorkston to complete it? Yorkston very much wants to complete. I don't want to leave you otherwise, but there's just, a delay can have inertia, and we wanted to drive it a little bit more. And we want to close, they want to close.
And John may have covered this, I just might have missed it, but there is a provision in here that if they fail to meet one of those steps moving along, we could cancel the agreement. In other words, if they just stop making their due diligence process moving forward, acting in good faith, then we can say we're done. But again, as John said, they really want to complete this deal. We really want to complete this deal. There is concern on their part that we have another buyer, and that's why we're asking for the extension. I've made, in no uncertain terms, I've explained that that is not the case, that we really want to pursue this deal. It's important to us to obtain that piece of property along SR 543, there is some concern on their part. However, I think this addresses that.
We offered to include a provision that said we wouldn't market the property, we wouldn't entertain an offer to buy, nor would we execute any offers to sell. They didn't ask to include that, but we offered that to try to provide some assurance.
Just for the next 60 days, we would agree with that.
Whatever length of feasibility period. Whatever length of feasibility period, we said we would not do anything with regard to selling the property, but they didn't want that. I think it was.
So we think we're good,
and
we think this, definitely preserves the deal.
Absolutely.
They were, I would say, grudgingly in agreement with this because they really just want it to not have any more of the caveats. But, we can't tie up this property if they fail to execute their end of the arrangement. So I think we're good with it at this point.
Michael did a nice job of kind of getting the details through with Matt Yorkston and managing me.
Managing you, is that what you just said?
Yeah, I did.
And I had a number of conversations today, John as well.
Does council have any questions?
No, I just have a statement. I think the worst thing would be that this suddenly dies and then we are unable to do anything else with this property. So I think this is crucial to force it to keep moving to its conclusion. If it takes a little longer, that's at least we're moving forward, we're not stopped.
I think I agree with that, and I thought one of the really critical things was that this deal happened, that the sale happened, so that you can complete that. And it can be in the public that you've sold this piece of property. Now it's up to the developer to develop it, right? It's no longer the city involvement at all. That's really important. If we had found ourselves in a situation where they could sit on it for months and months and months and we had no explanation as to why we were unable to execute the deal, that would really be bad. And that was unacceptable, and tried to explain that over and over again to the Yorkstons. So this resolves that issue.
Yeah, and we really need that piece to properly market the rest of that property.
Exactly.
That's important to us.
Yes,
they've got to know that, but time is on their side because they don't seem to be in a real rush to start any kind of construction or prep work or anything like that, So.
And once they have the property sort of tied up and they know where the lot lines are going to be and that sort of thing, they can actually hold back on the sale and do all of their planning and building permit prep and do everything that they need to do, all their engineering. That's months of work. That can all happen while we still own the property. That's not what we want.
would want them to own the property.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay. All right. Well, if everybody understands what we're asking here, and it sounds like they're in agreement, I will entertain a motion to authorize the city manager to sign this Fifth Amendment for the Boblett Properties project.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Councilor Lawrenson, second by Councilor Stewart to approve. Any other comments or questions? All in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried 6-0.
Thank you, Council, for coming in on short notice.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, it was important to get this done this week.
Thanks for your work to both of you and all of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you pursued this. So hopefully they'll be a little more motivated now to step out and make this happen.
And everyone seems to be very motivated. You know, it's just that it's taking so long for the motivation to do anything.
And the longer it goes, the less motivation they seem to have. So, okay. So if there's nothing else, the meeting is adjourned.